Unit 3. Approaching Literature. Exercise 3. Listen and read the extract from Hello Martians, Let Moby Dick Explain by the Canadian author Margaret Atwood.
Last night, the Martians touched down in the backyard. They were oval and bright pink, with two ant-like antennae, topped by eyes fringed with sea anemone lashes. They said they came here to study America. "Why ask me?" I said. "America is farther south."
"You are an observer,"
they said.
"Please tell us, does America have a different flavor from that of other countries? Is it the center of the cultural world? How does it look to outsiders?"
"America has always been different from Europe," I said. "Some have seen it as a dream world where you can be what you choose. Others as a mirage that lures, exploits, and disappoints. Some see it as the home of freedom of expression. Others as a land of timorous conformity and mob opinion rule."
"Thank you,"
said the Martians after looking up "thank you" on translate.google.com.
"How may we best discover the essence of America?"
"Through its literature," I said. "But I'm biased."
"Okay,"
said the Martians.
"What do you recommend we read first? Can we have marshmallows?"
"Let's start with two stories by Nathaniel Hawthorne," I said. "Here are your marshmallows." Their pink antennae waved excitedly. They put away the marshmallows as rare American artifacts. Then they read the stories, very quickly, as Martians do. The Martians decided to eat one marshmallow each to see what it tasted like. Their mouths were underneath. They ate food by hopping onto it.
"Can we have popcorn now?"
they said.
"And a Coke."
"How do you know about those things?" I said.
"We watch American TV and internet,"
they said.
"Like everyone else in the universe. So, the popcorn? We can do the microwaving."
They took out their ray guns. "After you finish the next book," I said. "It's Melville's Moby Dick." The Martians rifled through Moby Dick at top speed. Then they consulted translate.google.com for an expression that best conveyed their reaction.
"Holy crap,"
they said.
"Does this mean what we think it means?"
they said. "What do you think it means?" I said. "I'll do the popcorn myself. You might get the wavelength wrong."
"Moby Dick is about the oil industry,"
they said. After inhaling the popcorn, they slurped up their Cokes, then asked me to take an Instagram on their cell phones of them with the bottles.
"Now we are going to Las Vegas to do some gambling,"
they said.
"Because it's a very American thing. After that, we will fly over the Grand Canyon, and then we'll go to the Boot Hill Museum in Kansas and get pictures of ourselves dressed as Wild West cowboys."
"Okay," they said.
"When we get back to Mars, we will start an American book club. It is the writers who convey the inner truth about a nation, despite themselves, yes? Will you join us on video?"
"A pleasure," I said. Any reader is a friend of mine.